Hi, this is Linda again, reporting on our first performance. My little puppet pal, Muchacha, received a very warm welcome at both churches. Overall, our scripted chat went more smoothly than I had expected from my practice sessions. I skipped over a phrase or two by mistake, but no big deal. The trickiest part was remembering to switch voices and head movements according to whose turn it was to speak. It's just as well Muchacha doesn't have a movable mouth, or I probably would have been flapping her mouth open and shut half the time I was supposed to be talking. Better coordination will come with experience. It would have been helpful to make a video recording to study how we looked from the congregation's point of view. But to do that, an assistant would have had to operate the video recording device to get it zoomed in and aimed properly. I made the audio recording to post here on Faith Songs using my digital voice recorder, which I can start and stop by myself. That recording also was very useful to critique my vocal performance. For one thing, I realized that my Muchacha voice sounds less like her voice model, Georgia Engel, and more like Miss Piggy. When Piggy is in a pleasant mood, that is. Again, not really a problem. I went off script a tiny bit in the second service, which is the recording I posted here. I admit I find it hard to resist ad-libbing, especially when something strikes me funny. And many things strike me funny, especially when the adrenaline is pumping. Well, here's what happened. Our guest vocalist, Tony Vallecco, sang his solo before the children's time. Tony has a beautiful voice. I don't. So my rendition of Jesus Loves Me at the first service created an opportunity at the second service for Muchacha to ask, very innocently, if Mr. Tony could sing the song to her instead. That cracked up the congregation. Unfortunately, it also cracked me up. Lesson learned. If I'm laughing hysterically while my puppet is supposed to be talking, and the laughing and the talking are both coming out of the same set of vocal cords, something's gotta give. In this case, Muchacha's words got garbled. It didn't matter much, since that part wasn't on the script anyway, but it was a good wake-up call. Judging from the comments received since Sunday, the name Muchacha was a good choice for my puppet pal. People immediately picked up on it, and it stuck in their minds. Yay! All in all, I've made lots of progress on my personal puppet ministry. I hope you have, too. Have fun, and God bless.